Welcome to another episode of Q in Charge, where we dive deep into the latest developments in electric vehicle technology and the infrastructure supporting this transformative shift. I'm your host, Joe the Q, and today we're tackling a crucial topic in navigating the electric vehicle charging infrastructure challenges and retail solutions. In this episode, we will explore the hardware shortages and supply chain issues currently impacting the electric vehicle charging landscape. With the rapid increase in electric vehicle sales, the demand for efficient and accessible charging infrastructure is more critical than ever. However, this surge has revealed significant gaps, including the lack of sufficient charging stations and the complications caused by hardware shortages. We'll also delve into the strategic role of retailers in expanding the electric vehicle charging. Rental giants like Walmart and 7-Eleven are installing fast charging stations at their locations, recognizing the dual benefits of attracting electric vehicle drivers and generating new revenue streams. These developments highlight how retail locations can play a pivotal role in supporting electric vehicle adoption. Additionally, we will discuss technological advancements such as vehicle-to-grid technology, which enables electric vehicles to return excess energy to the grid, offering potential solutions for energy management and financial incentives for electric vehicle owners. Join me as we unpack these topics and provide insights into how we can overcome current challenges and leverage opportunities in the electric vehicle charging sector. Stay informed, stay charged, and let's dive into the future of transportation. I'm start with the government initiatives and funding. We already talked about it in the past episodes, but let me bring it to you as we go deeper into the topics and how all this is connected, like a connecting the dots. To address the gap in electric vehicle charging infrastructure, the U.S. government has launched several initiatives, with the 2022 bipartisan infrastructure law being a key element. This landmark legislation allocates $7.5 billion to install 500,000 public electric vehicle chargers nationwide by 2030. The primary objective is to create a comprehensive network of chargers along interstate highways and in urban areas, thereby alleviating range anxiety and making electric vehicles a more practical choice for everyday drivers. Let me pause on this. Do you know how many public charging stations we have by now? Except for the Tesla network, 180,000 on about 2 million registered electric cars, folks. This is nothing. So how do we reach 500,000 in the next 4 years with all the other energy related and bureaucracy issues we have? How they plan to overcome all this if they are just making it more and more difficult to do all this? Anyhow, let's continue. So the initiative focuses not only on highways, but also on integrating charging stations into urban settings where the density of electric vehicles is highest. This integration is crucial for city dwellers who may need access to home charging options. Additionally, programs like the U.S. Department of Transportation's NEVA Formula Program provide states with grants to develop strategic deployment plans, ensuring that both urban and rural areas are covered. Furthermore, the government encourages public-private partnerships to enhance the deployment of electric vehicle chargers. These collaborations leverage private sector resources and innovation, accelerating the infrastructure build-out. The comprehensive strategy, supported by federal funding and private investments, aims to create an equitable, reliable, and extensive charging network that supports the growing electric vehicle market and helps achieve national climate goals. In all this supply chain and logistics, retailers play a big role, and they are stepping up to provide us with that needed support. So how are they doing it, and what is their role in all this? Retailers are increasingly vital in expanding the electric vehicle charging network across the United States. Big box retailers such as Walmart and convenience store chains like 7-Eleven are now investing in installing fast charging stations at their locations. This strategic move not only enhances convenience for electric vehicle owners by providing more accessible charging options, but also attracts more customers to their retail outlet. So let me ask you one question about this information, given how long will you wait with your business to get in front of a line once in your lifetime before the gigantic companies? Look, this is simple If they're investing now and seeing the future, and the future is happening, so where are you the standing on this? Are you losing the race, or you want to be somewhere at the top players? Well, listen, for example, Walmart, for instance, has announced ambitious plans to add fast charging stations at thousands of its stores nationwide. This initiative is part of Walmart's broader commitment to sustainability and meeting the growing demands of electric vehicle drivers who require reliable and readily available charging infrastructure. Integrating electric vehicle charging stations into retail environments is a win-win scenario for both consumers and retailers. For consumers, the convenience of charging their vehicles while shopping addresses one of the main concerns regarding electric vehicle adoption, the availability of charging options. These charging stations can drive additional foot traffic for retailers, encouraging customers to spend more time and money in store while their vehicles charge. This synergy not only boosts retail sales, but also enhances the overall shopping experience, making customers more likely to return in the future. Moreover, by aligning with sustainability goals, retailers can improve their brand image and attract environmentally conscious consumers, further solidifying their market position. Cite these positive steps, the electric vehicle charging infrastructure faces significant challenges, particularly hardware availability and retailer readiness to support the rapid growth of electric vehicles. The demand for electric vehicle chargers is surging as more consumers switch to electric vehicles, but the supply chain needs to catch up. This struggle is compounded by global supply chain disruptions that have affected the availability of critical components, such as semiconductors, which are essential for manufacturing electric vehicle chargers. These shortages lead to deployment delays, hindering the rapid expansion needed to meet growing consumer demand. The semiconductor shortage is a particularly pressing issue, affecting not just the electric vehicle charging infrastructure, but also a wide range of industries. Semiconductors are vital for the electronic systems that power electric vehicle chargers, and the current shortfall has led to increased lead times and higher costs for these essential components. But to clarify this for you, the car itself has a charger inside and accepts available energy from the machine, which restricts and controls the energy from the energy source before it gets into the car charger that is integrated into the vehicle. Yeah, semiconductors are in both cars and chargers. Well, to be even more specific, not all semiconductors are needed for the charging stations. There are some elements to them, but the main issue is the vehicle component. Additionally, the global pandemic has exposed vulnerabilities in the supply chain, highlighting the need for more resilient and diversified sources of raw materials and components. As a result, manufacturers and retailers must navigate these complex supply chain challenges to ensure they can meet the increasing demand for electric vehicles charging infrastructure. This situation underscores the importance of strategic planning and investment to build a more robust and sustainable supply chain for the future. The supply chain for electric vehicle charging equipment is complex and multifaceted. As the adoption of electric vehicles accelerates globally, manufacturers are working tirelessly to ramp up the production of critical components necessary for electric vehicle charging stations. These components include semiconductors, power modules, and specialized charging hardware, all of which are vital for efficient charging station operation. However, the surge in demand for these components has created significant bottlenecks. Semiconductors already in short supply due to high demand in other tech sectors such as smartphones and computers could be more problematic. And the shortage of these critical components has slowed down the rollout of new charging stations, impeding the growth of the necessary infrastructure to support the increasing number of electric vehicles on the road. Moreover, the global push towards electrification has intensified competition for these resources, exacerbating supply chain constraints. Countries leading the electric vehicle revolution, such as China and the European Union, have invested heavily in their charging infrastructure, driving up demand for the same components. This increased competition has led to delays and higher costs for manufacturers and retailers alike. Additionally, geopolitical tensions and trade restrictions have further complicated the supply chain, making it harder for companies to secure the necessary materials and components. As a result, many projects face delays and businesses must navigate a challenging landscape of resource scarcity and logistical hurdles to meet their infrastructure goals. Installing electric vehicle charging stations involves significant investment for retailers, but the long-term benefits can be substantial. A single level 2 charger can cost several thousand dollars to install, while level 3 chargers, which provide much faster charging times, can be considerably more expensive. Despite these high upfront costs, the potential return on investment is attractive. By installing electric vehicle chargers, retailers can attract a growing demographic of eco-conscious consumers who are likely to spend more time in their stores while their vehicles charging back there. This increased foot traffic can lead to higher sales and longer customer visits, directly boosting the retailer's bottom line. Additionally, providing electric vehicle charging services can set a retailer apart from competitors, positioning them as forward-thinking and environmentally responsible, enhancing brand loyalty and attracting new customers. Moreover, offering electric vehicle charging services aligns with broader sustainability goals and can improve a retailer's corporate social responsibility profile. As consumers become more environmentally aware, they increasingly prefer to support businesses that demonstrate a commitment to sustainability. By investing in electric vehicle charging infrastructure, retailers contribute to reducing greenhouse gas emissions and cater to the needs of a growing market segment. This strategic move can lead to positive public relations and brand perception, ultimately driving customer engagement and loyalty. Additionally, retailers can explore partnerships and government incentives that offset installation costs, further enhancing the economic viability of electric vehicle charging investments. These combined benefits underscore the strategic importance of integrating electric vehicle charging stations into retail operations. Before we get it going on, word from our sponsor. So many questions and uncertainty, but all achieve just find the right partners that will provide that help. One of them is Q Charge. Simply visit www.qcharge123.com. So we suggest you simply download their app today, QCharge. Powering your journey one charge at a time. Let us continue where we stop. Technological advancements are also shaping the future of electric vehicle charging. Innovations such as vehicle-to-grid technology allow electric vehicles to feed excess energy back into the grid, providing a potential solution to energy shortages and enhancing grid stability. V2G technology enables bidirectional charging, where not only can the electric vehicle be charged from the grid, but it can also return power to it. This capability is advantageous during peak demand times, helping to balance the load and reduce the strain on the power grid. It can also provide a source of income for electric vehicle owners who can sell the surplus energy back to the grid, thus making electric vehicle ownership even more attractive. Studies suggest that V2G could significantly reduce the need for additional power plants by utilizing the energy stored in millions of electric vehicle batteries during periods of high demand. Moreover, V2G technology is expected to expand significantly over the next few years, benefiting both electric vehicle owners and power companies. As more electric vehicles come online with V2G capabilities, they will collectively act as a massive distributed energy resource, offering a practical solution to energy management challenges. This advancement is part of a broader trend of integrating renewable energy sources into the grid, which V2G can support by storing excess energy from renewable sources and releasing it when needed. Additionally, V2G can enhance the power grid's resilience by providing backup power during outages. This synergy between electric vehicles and the power grid marks a transformative shift in how we think about energy storage and distribution, positioning electric vehicles as integral components of an innovative, sustainable energy ecosystem. Furthermore, Tesla's decision to open its supercharger network to non-Tesla electric vehicles represents a significant shift in the electric vehicle charging landscape. Historically, Tesla's supercharger network has been exclusive to Tesla vehicles, offering a reliable and fast charging option that other electric vehicle owners could not access. with the introduction of a new adapter, non-Tesla electric vehicle owners can now use these superchargers, significantly expanding their charging options. This move democratizes access to one of the most extensive and reliable fast charging networks and puts pressure on other charging infrastructure providers to enhance their offerings. The integration of Tesla superchargers into the broader electric vehicle ecosystem could accelerate the adoption of electric vehicles by alleviating one of the primary concerns of potential electric vehicle buyers: access to convenient and reliable high-speed charging. But don't forget Elon Musk's recent move to fire the entire fast charging networking team amongst 14,000 other employees. So what can that bring to the midst of the Tesla company? The time will show. Collaboration between the private sector and government entities is crucial for overcoming these challenges. Federal and state incentives, along with private investments, are essential to expanding the electric vehicle charging network. For instance, the U.S. Department of Transportation provides toolkits and funding ideas to assist companies in setting up charging stations, particularly in rural areas with less developed electric vehicle infrastructure. These toolkits include detailed planning guides, best practices, and funding opportunities that can help streamline the process of installing new charging stations. This partnership not only accelerates the deployment of necessary infrastructure, but also ensures that the efforts are strategically aligned with broader national and regional transportation and environmental goals. Moreover, the synergy between government policies and private sector innovation can drive significant advancements in technology and infrastructure. Governments can set regulatory frameworks that encourage investment and innovation, while private companies bring expertise, agility, and capital to execute large-scale projects efficiently. This collaborative approach can also help in addressing potential regulatory and logistical challenges, ensuring a smoother rollout of charging infrastructure across diverse geographic areas. By working together, the private and public sectors can create a robust, scalable, and sustainable electric vehicle charging network that meets the increasing demand for electric vehicles and supports the transition to a greener future. Retailers are increasingly recognizing the strategic benefits of investing in electric vehicle charging stations. By providing electric vehicle charging services, they not only demonstrate a commitment to sustainability, but also attract a growing number of eco-conscious consumers. This move can significantly enhance brand loyalty and customer engagement. As consumers become more environmentally conscious, they prefer brands that align with their values, and offering electric vehicle charging services is a tangible way for retailers to showcase their commitment to a sustainable future. Additionally, the presence of electric vehicle chargers can transform a retail location into a destination for electric vehicle drivers, increasing foot traffic and boosting sales. Furthermore, the installation of electric vehicle charging stations can open up new revenue streams for retailers. Not only can they earn from the charging services themselves, but they can also benefit from the increased time customers spend in store while their vehicles charge. This can lead to higher spending on goods and services. Retailers can also leverage the data collected from charging stations to gain insights into consumer behavior, enabling them to tailor their marketing strategies more effectively. By integrating electric vehicle charging services into their business model, retailers can position themselves as leaders in the green economy, attracting a loyal customer base that values environmental responsibility. Installing charging stations can open new revenue streams for retailers. As electric vehicle drivers spend time in stores while their vehicles charge, they are likely to make additional purchases, thereby increasing the retailer's bottom line. The convenience of having a reliable charging hub at retail locations encourages repeat visits and longer shopping durations. This additional foot traffic not only boosts direct sales, but also provides opportunities for retailers to engage customers with promotions, loyalty programs, and personalized shopping experiences, which can further enhance customer retention and satisfaction. Moreover, the presence of electric vehicle charging stations can attract a new demographic of tech-savvy and environmentally conscious consumers who prioritize sustainability in their purchasing decisions. These consumers may be more inclined to spend time and money at businesses that align with their values. Retailers can capitalize on this by offering complementary services and products related to electric vehicle charging, such as energy-efficient appliances, green products, and educational workshops on sustainable living. Additionally, the data collected from charging station usage can provide valuable insights into consumer behavior and preferences, allowing retailers to tailor their offerings and marketing strategies more effectively. So compared to all of them, how does Tesla do it? We know of some recent developments, but what was their promise or game plan in the long run? Tesla's supercharger network has been a game changer in the electric vehicle charging landscape. With over 17,000 fast charging ports across 1,600 stations, Tesla has set a high standard for convenience and reliability. This extensive network has provided Tesla owners with unparalleled access to fast and efficient charging, making long-distance travel feasible and convenient. The strategic placement of supercharger stations along major highways and in urban centers has been instrumental in alleviating range anxiety, a common concern among electric vehicle owners, by ensuring that drivers can find a charging station within a reasonable distance. Tesla has significantly enhanced the usability of electric vehicles. Or we thought. So the recent move to open the supercharger network to non-Tesla electric vehicles marks a significant shift in the industry. This initiative, facilitated by the introduction of the Magic Dock Adapter, allows a broader range of electric vehicle owners to access Tesla's reliable and widespread charging infrastructure. This move could further accelerate the adoption of electric vehicles by providing more accessible high-speed charging options to a more significant segment of the market. Opening up the network not only helps reduce barriers for non-Tesla electric vehicle owners, but also positions Tesla as a leader in promoting electric vehicle infrastructure standardization and accessibility. However, recent developments have raised concerns about the maintenance and reliability of Tesla's supercharger network. Reports indicate that Tesla has recently laid off its entire networking department, which is responsible for maintaining the supercharger stations. This decision has sparked worries about the future upkeep and operational efficiency of these critical charging points. As the network expands to accommodate non-Tesla vehicles, the demand for these stations is likely to increase, making the need for consistent maintenance and technical support even more crucial. The potential impact of these layoffs on the network's reliability could influence user experience and satisfaction, mainly as more drivers come to depend on Tesla's charging infrastructure. The implications of these changes extend beyond individual drivers to the broader electric vehicle market. If the reliability of Tesla's supercharger network diminishes due to reduced maintenance, it could affect the overall perception of electric vehicle viability, especially for long-distance travel. Competitors may see this as an opportunity to improve their own networks and capture market share by offering more reliable alternatives. Additionally, the industry's reliance on Tesla's infrastructure underscores the importance of diverse and robust charging solutions to support the growing electric vehicle population. As the electric vehicle market continues to evolve, the effectiveness and reliability of charging networks like Tesla's will play a pivotal role in shaping consumer adoption and satisfaction. To sum it up, I know it was a bit longer, but I hope it was informative. As we look ahead, it's clear that addressing hardware shortages and enhancing retailer readiness for electric vehicle charging growth is critical for the continued adoption of electric vehicles. The rapid evolution of electric vehicle technology and the increasing demand for electric vehicles necessitate a robust and adaptable charging infrastructure. The hardware shortages currently facing the industry pose significant challenges, but they also present opportunities for innovation and strategic collaboration among manufacturers, retailers, and policymakers. Retailers play a pivotal role in this ecosystem, providing accessible charging options that can significantly impact consumer adoption rates. By investing in electric vehicle charging infrastructure, retailers not only cater to the growing base of electric vehicle drivers, but also position themselves as leaders in sustainability. This strategic move can attract environmentally conscious consumers and enhance customer loyalty, driving long-term business growth. While significant progress has been made, there is still much work to be done. Leveraging technological advancements, government initiatives, and private sector investments will be crucial in overcoming the current challenges and building a comprehensive and reliable electric vehicle charging infrastructure. This collaborative effort will support the needs of today's drivers and pave the way for a sustainable transportation future, ensuring that electric vehicles remain a viable and attractive option for consumers worldwide. So, to wrap up today's episode, we've got a lot of work ahead of us, but with persistence and a collective effort, we can overcome these challenges and build a robust EV charging infrastructure. Remember, every revolution starts with a single step, or in our case, a single charge. Whether you're already cruising in your electric car or still contemplating the switch, know that your choices are shaping the world for generations to come. The journey to electrification is not a sprint. It's a marathon, and it's one we're running together. Stay curious, stay informed, and most importantly, stay charged. Joe the Q signing off, and until next time.